Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go. Welcome to Gamers with Coffee. Commute. This commute edition is going to be about Sales of Glory there.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
It is a game set back in Napoleonic times, right?
Yep, Napoleonic era.
The ships are. And so it is ship-to-ship combat. So yep. Basically, well, kind of like Star Wars X-Wings, you fly your ships around on the table. You're basically selling your ships around. And you're going to be attacking the other person, and don't sail off the table. That's embarrassing.
Yep. Yeah.
So
as we have talked about, and you even did a video on Wings of Glory, which is, you know, World War One planes, and we talk about tripods and triplanes a lot. I'm going to keep mentioning that until it comes out before we can do an unveiling and everything. But it's getting closer. Yay. So Sails of Glory was along the similar genre, except it is the sailing ships in your Napoleonic era. Most of the time, you're only running a couple ships. You can do more, depending on the number of players and the map. Obviously, a bigger map is going to be needed if you're doing more. And like Greg says, you sail it, try not to sail off the map, and it is actually not hard to sail off the map, because if you're using the advanced rules and the wind changes and you didn't plan your maneuvers right, you're going off the map, and you're done. That's it. You're off the map. End of story. So, good news. They did reprint the Island Shoal packs.
Oh, that's right.
The Shoreline packs and the Fortification packs, which I did acquire and should be in this week.
Oh, so I bought both. Set online?
Yep. And so we will now have them, and we can include that in our videos when we're playing. They're not reprinting them anymore. They're done. From what I can tell, that's it. So if you don't get them, you're not getting them.
If you don't get them, you don't get them, yeah. Well, so then they're actual island packs for you to try to maneuver around. The islands are more obstacles than the
coastline.
Forts.
Islands with forts on them. And the forts have... So you remember in Wings of Glory, you've also got the cards for, like, anti-aircraft guns.
Yes.
And you got bombing targets and everything. So this is going to be the same. Forts with cannons that will shoot at your ship as you go by.
Oh, crap.
And they work independent from whatever force. You take turns basically shooting at whomever sails by.
So the forts will attack whatever ship comes by. It's not a one-sided or...
At least from the missions I've read, you pretty much...
That'd be interesting, because your maneuvers, you have maneuver cards with these.
Yeah.
You're not... it's not a template like you would think of in some other games. They're actual cards.
Yeah.
Each ship has a different turning radius and can either turn sharper or longer turn. So you have to be careful, because when me and Clint did like two games to prototype it was... Yeah. One game we were laughing because we each accidentally just maneuvered right off the table.
Yeah.
And, it didn't happen, but it did, you know.
The wind changed and mine was like, sail off the table now.
Yeah. So it's an interesting game, and it actually is not boring.
No.
If you look at it, you're going, what the? But if you play it, it's just like Wings of Glory. First glance, you look at it as... Why bother? But then when you play it, it's fun. So you have to give it a shot and see.
And like Wings of Glory, it does have the step up or step down rules, however you want to put it. You got your basic play, your advanced play, and then your expert play. And the expert play obviously adds more to it. Where Wings of Glory and your expert play, you've got your elevation changes and such. Sails of Glory, you roll each turn to see what the wind does. So the wind could change. And it changes what maneuver you use. Your card in Sails of Glory actually has three maneuvers on it.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm going to see if this person's just planning on lane changing into us or not.
This guy,
It has three maneuvers on it, and depending on what the wind is doing, will change how you choose a maneuver. So you could end up, let's say the wind changes and it's blowing against your ship, you're going to use a shorter maneuver line versus a longer maneuver line if the wind was blowing behind you and pushing your ship. Crosswinds, depending on what they're doing, may cause you to turn whether you really want to turn or not. And then the advanced rules has drift cards where the wind will actually push you sideways.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that yet in the book. I didn't get that far.
Those are the gray-bordered one cards that we don't generally use. What those are for is the advance, and depending on how the wind's hitting you, what it does is it just continually pushes your ship either right or left, and you just have no choice. You're going that way, and that's all. You are at the mercy of the wind with this game.
Yeah, so you got to make decisions that a captain several hundred years ago would have had to do. Yep. And at the same time, outmaneuver the other person. And you have to get lined up to shoot, so it's not like other games, because the cannons on the ships are on the side.
Yep.
Well, except I think on a few of the bigger warships they had on the front. But that was, it wasn't the way it was then, I mean, for the most part. So it's all, you pretty much got to maneuver, and you have firing arcs or angles, so when it comes down to it, it's pretty strategic. You have to think a little bit to do this, and...
And the nice thing, your guns, your side guns, have, usually your side guns have three separate firing arcs. Your middle gun, obviously, can only fire the middle, and your fronts cover kind of a front and a side. So you got to look at each stat cards. There's a little card on the base of the ship that tells you which direction or what color to use for your movement, depending on the wind, and what your firing arc is. Then certain ships will have obviously more guns than other ships, and you may have three firing arcs or four firing arcs on one side versus a sloop, which is a smaller ship, that may only have one or two. So just
plus your crew can be injured.
Yes, that's a beautiful.
You're not just blasting each other's ship out of the water. You can actually, well, back then the firearms were just the old muskets.
Yep.
So if you, you'd have to get close enough, your crew could actually, you know, fire on the other crew. But it's a little limited. Although you can damage the mast, you can make the ship inoperable. This is just like the beginning of what the game can do. So
with advanced rules, you can change your ammo, and you can fire a grape shot, which is, you know, cannonballs with chains, to cut down a mast, which cuts down a ship's maneuver drastically.
Could you imagine trying to figure out how to take your shot back then on a ship that's moving up and down in the waves, and you're trying to aim at the mast, the single pole on an opposite ship? You had to have some skill in timing, you know what I mean? Like they had to have, the guys that were good at it, they had to know just when to fire that, because that fuse burns and takes so long to burn.
Although for up to me, I'd be firing grape shot all the time, even if I am firing the side of the ship. Do you realize what two balls on a chain spinning around at high speed does?
Well,
that's more deadly than just a ball.
You would be taking out crew, so sure. Well, look at the old Civil War cannonballs, 6 pounds, 8 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so those things didn't explode like a lot of people think they exploded. They didn't.
Mm-mm.
They shot them out of a cannon, and it was like a bowling ball at high speed. So if it went through, it hit people, you know, it would do a lot of damage, either kill them, wound them, and keep moving. It didn't stop, you know what I mean, until energy ran out. So, so that's the deal with these cannons. It's not like what people think, but...
That's why I always find it funny when the media says that the AR-15's round is so devastating. I'm like, do you realize what we have used in the past? The AR-15 round is so small that it's not that devastating. People can survive a shot from an AR-15. A cannonball, even a 50 caliber musket ball, probably not.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get past a 50 caliber.
No.
So
those were, I mean, those would take limbs off.
Yeah, so you can injure the crew drastically, and you can, once the crew is eliminated, the ship is dead, by the way.
The ship just goes dead in the water, and you can take it then.
Yeah.
And some of the advanced games let you actually start using the ship, but you run your main ships with a reduced crew, provided you have enough crew to take the other ship.
So, all in all, Sails of Glory offers you basic to advanced gaming with old-style ships and old-style weapons. And but you have to have strategy. You have to figure out what you're doing, because the ships only maneuver X amount, and that's what makes it probably maybe the most difficult out of this, the maneuvering maybe, because... You know, if you have obstacles, like when you get these packs in, we're going to have to throw that. Yeah, I'd like to see that, because adding the forts in there that attack you as you go by is going to add.
Well, even then, there's still the rules of colliding. You still take damage from running into each other.
You can collide, that's true.
I mean, just by moving close to get your shot lined up, if the wind changes, it could push you into your target ship and you two collide. You know, all in all, for reality, it's pretty close. I won't say it's like the most realistic game ever, because obviously you're playing with little plastic ships on the table. But
it's a game.
It's still...
What could you do? Go to the lake with half-scale models and start blowing each other up? You'd have a bunch of attention you didn't want that.
If we had lottery money, we could probably have some RC sailing ships that we could do that with.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, huh? So we'd also probably have a gaming museum and other things.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd have a few tanks and a bunch of World War II stuff. And
yeah, so
we'd get serious.
It's an interesting game that offers you a lot. And you know what? The packaging is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really nicely done. And the ships themselves are nice. They're all pre-painted, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
You got to paint them.
Each ship is two ships. Every ship gives you two
versions.
Yep. Because a lot of the ships were built by one country but stolen or,
commandeered
or given to and has another form. So depending on, and that's another thing that's nice about this game, you can designate to play in a certain era. If you want to play from 1700 to 1720, you're only fielding ships from 1700 to 1720,
yep.
And you're only using an American ship, a British ship, a French ship, or a Spanish ship. Now, I think a pirate expansion is definitely in order, or...
Well, that would be just really
just
cool.
Brilliant, yeah. However, and some people do house rule that. That's not uncommon.
You can house rule, but it'd be funny. Well, actually, not funny, but I think it would be cool aspect would be is if they included... I don't know what this guy is doing in front of us.
What?
He's in the wrong lane with the signal on.
I want to actually just run up there and say, are you turning? Are you turning? Or are you going straight? Because you're in a straight lane. There is a turn lane to our left, but she figured it out.
She figured it out. So but what I think would be cool is if they could make like a random AI part as far as introduce a pirate ship that is rogue. So if me and you were playing, then one of us would have to alternate terms. Yeah, I see
that's
police
a big accident. No, that's a big accident. There's somebody in the ditch.
Yep.
But, that would be cool.
But
to
the
have.
Pirate ship could attack either way. And just it would be random. So you wouldn't be able to, what I mean? You know what I mean? Introduce it as a third part. Wow.
That car is on its side.
Just, sorry about that. There's a pretty big accident up here.
Somebody, that truck.
Holy.
That truck is on its side.
It's on its side, dude.
That is a 3/4-ton pickup truck in the road. Oh, my God. He got broadsided. Good.
Somebody. Oof. Oof.
It used to be a Chevy Silverado four-door. It's now on its side in the road.
I hope those people are okay, though, Clint.
That
doesn't look good.
If there was nobody in the passenger side.
It's on the passenger side.
Yeah, the damage
was on
the
passenger.
I want
to know how that little car did that much damage. It must have been flying down the road.
Punted it just right, yeah.
Holy moly.
I imagine he crossed the road in front and the car didn't stop in time or even tried to stop. And so it punted him and threw him sideways. But I was just through here an hour ago. Well, that had to have happened recently. Wow.
Sorry about that. When we're driving it, things tend to come up. So
the whole point of the commute. There are things that we come across.
Yeah.
So.
Well, some of our drives have been pretty interesting. If nothing else, they've been,
Now people are like, where's the video? Where's the pictures? We want to see the pictures.
Actually, we should.
Goes, it must have just happened because here comes another cop car,
yeah.
So they're just getting...
Well, now, I don't know. Like I said, I hope nobody's hurt. That's pretty nasty. For that little car to push that truck onto its side, it had to hit it really hard. It had to
look
flying
like it was
down
a Camry
the
or something. Well, I'm betting they went under him and flipped him up. Because it was a taller Silverado, not a jacked up Silverado, but Silverado.
Yeah,
a taller.
Well, I've seen that before, but it's. But anyways, back to Sails of Glory. I don't know if you could. You could.
I think a rogue pirate ship would be cool. I don't know how we'd make the AI work because,
like draw random, like have random pirate cards, and it.
Yeah.
Well,
that would
I don't
work.
Know. I'm sure there's a way they could figure it out, or if nothing else, come out with a pirate expansion. The only thing is then. Both of you, you'd be like, ooh, let's play. Well, you could play different factions of pirates.
You could, easily.
And I guess.
I think if they revisit Sails of Glory again, which I'm sure they will at some point, you can't tell me they've released every single ship that was out there
for
the game.
No, they can't. Because you had, like you said, a limited amount produced back then, but you also had, kind of like today, where you'll have, countries produce weapons for war and sell them to whoever buys it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't care if it's used against their own country or not. Same thing back then. So that you'd have a company produce ships. And so if you had the Spanish fighting the British, they would sell to the Spanish, they would sell to the British.
Yep.
It really didn't matter. They just took the money.
Yep.
They didn't care about the lives or anything else in the process. So you do have two, like Clint said, two versions of the ship. Because so it's actually kind of cool. So when you get the ship, it can be played two different ways. And so you could be two different whatevers. And it's so variety is what it is.
And some version of those ships will change countries.
Yeah.
If a French ship is captured by the English, it now may be renamed as an English ship, even though the French made it. Good case, one of my American ships was made by the French, but they gave it to the United States colonies to use against England.
Well, yeah.
So it has a French counterpart and an English version.
Well, see, and that's the thing. My question would be is back then, so you're out there in the middle of the ocean, which is terrible. Nowhere to go. If your ship sinks, you're just pretty much
just
dead in the water, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's just, I guess you'd have to try to capture the ship without damaging it in order to sail it back to change it over. Or with such few repairs that needed to be made that it could be brought back to a harbor and repaired and recommissioned. But so
a lot of those sea battles took place along coastlines, which is, it's good that they were releasing the coastal packs and everything. But I did notice some of the battles went... the nice thing, too, whenever you're getting a ship, they give you a little bit of history about the ship. Now, granted, it's a paragraph or two, but it's, you know, this ship was actually sailed by ex-captain of this army. This ship was lost to this ship in the X battle and was actually sunk. Because some of the ships that you have miniatures for were actually sunk and lost. So its second version, or its final version, is the last version of that ship. And now that ship resides at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's just neat.
It is an overall interesting game, historically, looks-wise, play-wise, and challenge-wise. So this is one of those games that we talked about before where if you've never got into the gaming, it's an introductory game. It's going to be very easy to pick up. And then if you want to advance, it doesn't just get old, such as some board games. I mean, you can only do so much with, right?
Yeah.
So this game, you can change it, alter it, and advance it. And so it would be pretty good value for the money. So.
Yeah, I mean, you spend a little for the starter box. It's a little expensive. But really, it's no worse than a lot of the other starters that you pick up anywhere. It's just, you know, reasonable.
Well, yeah.
So...
Well, that'll do it for this one, I think, on this commute, and that was about Sails of Glory. So look it up online. It's Sails of Glory. Ares Games makes it.
Yep.
I believe the starter box right about $64.
No, $89.95.
Is it?
Retail.
Well, I said mine up for $65.
Yeah, you got yours for less. But retail, if you were to buy it straight out retail, it's $89.95.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've had mine for 2 years. Maybe it's a little more. So... But you do get four ships.
Yep, and all the tokens.
You get a bunch of stuff with it. So it's worth it because you can also buy the ships individually. So,
indeed.
Anything else there, Clint?
No, I think that'll do it for this one.
We'll end it this one. You guys have a good day.